Let us pray. Merciful God, you gave your Son to suffer the shame of the cross. Save us from hardness of heart, that seeing him who died for us, we may repent, confess our sin, and receive your overflowing love in Jesus Christ our Lord. Almighty God, look with mercy on your family, for whom our Lord Jesus Christ was willing to be betrayed and to be given over to the hands of sinners and to suffer death on the cross, who now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. What a strange, unsettling day today is. I've always found it to be so. We call it good, but that seems like a weird name for the darkest day on the church calendar. What's so good about Jesus being beaten and killed in such a savage way? Good Friday seems a little gruesome and dark to celebrate. I wonder what would happen if we took to the streets to interview non-Christians about their thoughts on having a whole worship service devoted to a grisly event like Jesus' death. Even this prophecy from Isaiah is grim and difficult. The prophet Isaiah tells us of one called the suffering servant. This one came for the good of all and was met with violence and brutality. But this is a moment not of hopelessness and despair, but of hope and love in the middle of the most messed up kind of story we can imagine. Isaiah prophesies that the Messiah, the suffering servant, will be wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. And upon him was the punishment that made us whole, and by his bruises we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have all turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. You see, there is a glimmer of hope in this dark hour. There is comfort that this death is not in vain. This death is so that we have salvation from ourselves, from the wrong we've done, the trouble we've stirred up, the sinful lives we lead. This brutal death is not an empty one. It's a moment not of ending, but of victory. We will spend the rest of this evening and all of tomorrow living in the tension between darkness and light, hope and despair, and it's not a comfortable place to dwell. That's okay. Good Friday and Holy Saturday are not meant to be easy days. If they are just easy days leading up to Sunday, we have just stolen the power from the celebration of the resurrection. A remembrance of the empty tomb is just an empty liturgy if we don't remember how we got to the tomb in the first place. We can't see Good Friday as the end of the story. It's just the climax of the story. Good Friday is not all darkness. Surely, as we extinguish these candles one by one this evening, we acknowledge the darkness of this hour. But we do so with the knowledge that on Sunday morning, the candles will be lit once more. Hope will spring forth with joy that cannot be compared with any other. Amen.